presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And live from Linmar High School, we come your way on this Tuesday night, Mississippi Valley Conference basketball here on all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. As tonight, it'll be the number one team in the state in Class 4A, the Trojans of Iowa City West, getting ready to take on the Linmar Lions. Great to have you with us from Linmar tonight, Scott Unash, alongside Coach Phil Dunn, as we get ready for the Trojans and the Lions in their first of two meetings here in 2017. Iowa City West 7-1 in the season, 5-1 leading the Mississippi Division. Linmar comes in 4-3, and the Lions are 3-2. West, the only loss just ahead of the holidays at Prairie when the Hawks made 15 threes, and Linmar has dropped two of their last three, losing the last time out last Friday night on the road at Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 59-48. And Phil, there have been some great, great games over the last decade between the Lions and the Trojans, and you can never count out Linmar as they come into this one here tonight.
No, you got standing right in front of us are two reasons why. We got two future Hall of Fame coaches, I think, Scott and Coach Bergman and Coach Robertson, talking in the pregame here. They run great programs. They understand what needs to happen to have your team be successful out there. And Linmar, you know, through the years, they had all those great runs for getting to Des Moines, winning state championships. Iowa City West, conversely, doing the same thing. And Iowa City West is kind of the giant right now. Linmar's kind of the underdog coming into this one. It's a little bit different for them this year. You know, the Bohannons have moved through and gone through. Got a little bit different mix of players. So you look at it on paper here, Linmar is the decided underdog in this ball game, and they'll play that up. Play it. Defend your home court as the underdog.
Well, Iowa City West, they've been scoring at a breakneck pace, 76 points a game. Linmar, they can't probably get the game in the mid-70s. They're going to have to keep it in the 50s and about 60 or so. Of course, when you talk Iowa City West, they got so many weapons. Connor McCaffrey, Patrick McCaffrey, Sabian Sims, Devontae Lane, Evan Flitz coming off the bench, Nate Disterhoff coming off the bench. It's just a team that is loaded. It is deep, and they can beat you in a lot of different ways.
It is, and it's not like you can game plan. We're going to take away player X. You want to say Connor McCaffrey. We're going to take away Connor McCaffrey, leading scorer at 20 points a game. We're gonna focus our attention on him. We're gonna double on him. We're gonna make him give up the ball early and then try to deny to let him get it back and that sort of stuff. Because you've got players like Devontae Lane, who's a 4-year starter. He's played a lot of varsity basketball, averaging 15.1. Younger brother Patrick McCaffrey, right about 15 points, a little over 14 a game, who can hurt you in a lot of ways. And you talked about Sims and Flitz and Disterhoff. You got a lot of players there that can hurt you inside, outside, in transition, at the free throw line. They're a very complete basketball team.
For the Linmar Lions, Trey Hutchison and Tyler Belvis leading the way, both in double figures. Hutchison, 13.6 points per game, 7 rebounds per contest as well. Bovis not too far behind at 11.3 points per game. Linmar's not shooting it bad overall, but for the three-point arc, it's not Linmar-esque. Right now, only 30% on the year compared to about 36% for Iowa City West. And Lions aren't getting the free throw line as much as they have been in the past. And obviously, with the graduation of Jordan Bohannon, not going to have that guy to penetrate quite as much as Jordan did a year ago. On the other hand, West is getting to the free throw line quite a bit. Between Connor McCaffrey and Devontae Lane, they are getting there in a pretty good clip so far this year.
Yeah, and like you say, some of that comes off dribble penetration, where you can draw some contact, whether that's hand checks, body in, and over time it gets you in the one-on-one situation a little bit earlier in the game. Or if you're getting the ball in the interior on post-up feeds, that sort of stuff. Now, Linmar is going to be more of a little bit perimeter-oriented, where they're going to shoot some more jump shots, where you're just not as likely to get as many foul calls, and you're not going to get to the free throw line near as much. But you got the future looks pretty good for Linmar when you start with Trey Hutchinson there. You know, he's just a sophomore, leading scorer, 13.6 a ball game. He's shooting it at a pretty good clip, about 47%. He's their leading person that gets to the free throw line at 31 attempts. He's shooting 75% from the free throw line. He's one of those kids who's got a big first step. He gets around the defenders really quickly, and that'll be a challenge for Iowa City West to try and keep him under control.
High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again here tonight. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, also to Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping out. We do appreciate it. They are the presenting sponsor of high school basketball coming your way right here on KGYM. Check them out online at firstbetcu.com. Well, the weather, or what they thought would be some weather problems, has pretty much bit into the Mississippi Valley Conference schedule tonight. Only one other game going on tonight on the boys' side. That's Iowa City High and Cedar Rapids Washington going at it. And on the girls' side, same thing. West and Linmar are playing. City High and Wash are playing. Other than that, everything has been completely wiped out. The MAC games, I think, are going on tonight, but mainly everything north of Cedar Rapids has been pretty much wiped out for this evening. And it's interesting. It's kind of a throwback night here tonight, Phil, with a lot of the schools not playing. I see the Springville team back here, some of their guys. I see Monticello back here, some of the guys. A lot of people with Hawkeye paraphernalia on here that are just fans coming to see Connor McCaffrey, I would imagine, and probably Patrick McCaffrey a little bit as well.
Dad Fran.
Dad Fran is in the house.
He's in the house. He's made his appearance to come watch as well. You know, you see the other teams from in town as well, the Marion kids across the way.
Yep, saw Corby Lauby here.
Yep, their game with South Tama was canceled, so he brought his son over to pick up a basketball game. So, yeah, we got it's an interesting mix. A lot of people come and see the game in town. Got Connor McCaffrey. We don't know what he's going to do next year necessarily, I guess, as far as what he can play basketball at the University of Iowa if he wants to. He can mention of a prep school, and there's mention of a possible baseball career too, so he's got a lot of options on the table. But yeah, people like to come and see the future Hawkeyes in high school when they get a chance.
Iowa City West going up against Linmar Lions here tonight from the Linmar gym as we get closer and closer to tip off on this one. And you talk about unsung heroes maybe for West High, but like Savion Sims in there, and certainly Devontae Lane has been playing for 4 years now. Seems like he's been here for about a decade, but really doing a terrific job. Had the West had the great football run. They got started with the basketball season a little bit late, and but it's just so many athletes that are going through there right now. And that may change a little bit with the opening of Liberty coming up, and it will change next year. But maybe one final go as far as a total West Side for Iowa City united as one.
There you go, and you know, some of the players you mentioned, Devontae Lane. He was somebody, like you said, we've been talking about him for a long time. He's very hard to guard. Coach Robertson talked about him specifically. He goes, you know, when you play zone, you don't notice him much, but he goes, when we watch him on tape, anybody, as soon as they go man, boy, all of a sudden he becomes a big factor because he's so hard to guard because he knows how to use his body so well. He's strong. He's usually got a smaller player guarding him, so he's physical and you can get up on him. That's just one example of some of the things that they can do. Patrick McCaffrey, long, lanky, out there shooting threes, and you know, he can get it. He can run in transition, handle the ball as well, along with Connor McCaffrey and little Disterhoff. You know, Ellie Disterhoff plays the University of Iowa women's team. Her younger brother's here. He comes off the bench, part-time starter, I think, has started at different times as well too. He's a very good shooter. He's capable of shooting. So, you know, kids that are on the bench that maybe not necessarily get as many minutes, still some very good basketball players and capable of stepping in and doing good things.
Linmar and West going at it. What do you think Linmar needs to do to pull off the upset here tonight? Very tough to beat. They haven't lost too many times on this home court. I guess the recipe to stay in this one.
Statistically, you know, you look at that on paper with Iowa City West and what they've been so good at, one of the things that really jumps out at me is their offensive rebounding, Scott. They're averaging almost 11 offensive rebounds per game. They've got 161, I believe it is, offensive rebounds defensive rebounds. And they are just a team that's very solid on rebounding. So Linmar's got to limit their second chances because West shoots the ball very good anyway. They shoot it at a 53% clip. So you don't want to give them the second chances if you can. And then the number two thing is they've got to play a good transition game because Iowa City West is so good in transition offensively, averaging about 76 points a game. They're going to get out and they're going to try and run. Linmar is going to have to get back, and they're going to have to make sure that they don't give up easy points. Third thing Chris Robertson talked about pregame is he wants to limit his turnovers. And I said they had 26 turnovers, I think it was, against Kennedy the other night. You don't win ball games when you play very good, real good teams when you have that many turnovers. He says it's not one player that's doing it. It's kind of spread out. So if they can give away, keep control of the freebies, don't give them away, keep them off the glass, and then take care of the transition game, they're going to have a shot.
Should be a good one here tonight between Iowa City West and the Linmar Lions. You mentioned turnovers in this one versus assists per ball game. Right now, almost a 3-1 clip for West High for assist to turnovers. For Linmar, we're not used to this. Linmar with more turnovers than assists, and that's very un-Lion-like over the past few years. So we'll see how that plays out tonight. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups in this one. First of all, for the visitors, the Iowa City West Trojans, number one in the state at 4A, 7-1 on the year for West High, and 5-1 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Three-guard lineup. They will go with Devontae Lane at one guard at 6'2 and a senior, 15.1 points per game and shooting 51% from the field. Also an 83% foul shooter. Also to guard, Connor McCaffrey, the future Iowa Hawkeye, 6'6 and a senior, leading West in scoring at 19.6 points per game and a 40% three-point shooter. Isaiah Onofilard, 5'11 senior, will be the other guard at 4.1 points per ball game. Up front, it'll be the forwards, Patrick McCaffrey, 6'7 and a sophomore, averaging 14.4 points per ball game. And also Sabian Sims, a 6'6 junior, has stepped into the lineup, done a terrific job, 7 points and a team high, 6.5 rebounds per game. The head coach for Iowa City West, he is the veteran of all veterans, Steve Bergman, assisted by Gordy Rundquist and Nate Freeze. Now, the starting lineup for the home team, the Linmar Lions, 4-3 in the year, 3-2 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. For Linmar, they will go with their three-guard lineup of Reese Phillips at one guard, 6'1", and a senior, averaging 4.8 points per ball game. Also to guard, it'll be Nolan Ruff, the 6-foot junior, and a Ruff on the season at 8 points per ball game, but he's the leading assist guy as well for the Linmar Lions. The third guard will be Tyler Bovis, 6 feet even, and a senior. Bovis averaging 11.3 points per ball game. Up front at the forwards, it'll be number 12, Nate Hutchison, the 6'5 sophomore, leads Linmar at 13.6 points per game, leads him in rebounding at 7 a game. And Nate Annis, number 44, the 6'4 junior, Annis at 6.3 points per ball game. Head coach for the Linmar Lions, Chris Robertson, assisted by Jordan Prinney and Scott Nelson. Both coaches have won state championships here in the state of Iowa. Officials tonight, as assigned by the Mississippi Valley Conference, Corey Burkle, Chris Oberbrockling, and Joe Gatto. So those are the lineups. Linmar in their home white with the black numbers, black letters trimmed in red with lines across the front and the black and red striping. And Iowa City West in their forest green traveling uniforms with the gold numbers trimmed in black and the alternating stripes down the side of this one. We will get the playing of our national anthem coming up here in just a couple of moments before we get things started here tonight. Sophomore game went to overtime, won by Linmar. They came from behind to get the victory as the Lions win it 58-52 in an extra frame. So right now we will, on this Tuesday night, go ahead and honor America with the playing of our national anthem, and it will be played by the Linmar Pep Band. We'll be right back. National Anthem in the books, and you mentioned some of the keys that Lindmar needs to do, and a little bit more, and what does West need to do tonight?
Well, you know, Coach Bergman wants to see some consistency on the defensive end. He said they over Christmas, after the loss to Prairie, where they gave up 15 threes, and they went back and looked at film and talked about things, and you know, they weren't very happy about it. So they talked about their need to be a little bit better consistently on the perimeter defensively, and they worked a lot on it over the break in hopes to see that carry over in tonight, that defensive performance. And again, I think West, they want to get it up and down. They want a game in the 70s if they can get there, or even more than that. That's what their personnel likes to play, and they're going to push the basketball every chance they can get.
It'll be Sims to tip it up against Hutchison. As we are set to go, here, controlled by West High. We're underway as Iowa City West going to the bucket to our right here at courtside at Lindmar. And Lindmar will come out in the straight up man-to-man. To the corner, DeMonte Lane. Into the lane, Connor McCaffrey all the way in and gets the left-hand layup to go right down the heart of the paint.
One bounce to his left, finishes at the rim with his left hand. Nice soft touch.
Nolan Ruff picked up by DeMonte Lane as Lindmar will go to the bucket to our left. Pass out front, Hutchison, standing dribble. Works it over to Reese Phillips. Ono Fillard going to be on him. Spin move down below. Ball tipped away in the double team. Stolen away out of there by DeMonte Lane. He'll take it down all the way and score on the layup, and it's 4-0 West.
And Lane really physical up into the Lindmar ball handlers, making it tough for him. Eventually gets the deflection.
Bovis with the basketball right of the circle. It's over to Ruff. Ruff takes it free throw line. No look, bounce underneath. The layup too strong off the glass by Annis. Rebounded by Patrick McCaffrey. As West with a 4-0 lead in this one. Working the weave up top. McCaffrey's play catch with one another. Patrick on the drive. Stops. Turnaround jumper right through. And it's a 6-0 West High lead.
Getting in the heart of the lane area that McCaffrey scores on a drive. Lane in transition. This time Patrick McCaffrey from about 14 feet. Everything in the lane so far for the Trojans.
And good looks at the bucket. 6-0. Lindmar looking for their first points. Ruff picking it up, looking for some help. Bounces it up top to Hutchison. He'll be guarded by Patrick McCaffrey. No look bounce underneath. Annis with the ball fake. Lost it, picked it back up, and gets the second effort to go. And Lindmar on the board.
Again, the ball in the lane area. Annis does a nice job sticking with it, not giving up on the play.
Hutchison with a nice assist down there as well. 6-2, favor of West. Here's McCaffrey, eyeing the three, back iron no good, and Hutchison high to get the rebound. Averages 7 on the year, and Lindmar will bring it up. Here's Phillips on the drive, tried to split a double team and got held and fouled, and they're going to get on Ono Fillard.
Well, Fillard getting there and reaching in, coming down across the arms.
It'll be Lindmar ball, right of the glass looking in. Bounce to Hutchison, turns on McCaffrey up top, open three, left of the circle, no good, short. That time by Vobis, and the rebound to Connor McCaffrey. Great look underneath the Sims. And back it comes to Lane, and now West will set it up. Lane, a good penetrator. Drive and a jump pass over to Sabian Sims. Circles it up front, McCaffrey reverses it over to Patrick now. Puts it on the floor with a stutter dribble. Takes it left free throw line, out to Lane. He'll try it for three and got it.
Up over the top of the smaller defender. Lindmar, they were there just a little late. But Lane makes them pay.
Lane, not a great three-point shooter. Coming in at 3 of 16, but looked good there. Stop and go dribble all the way in. Bovis forced up the shot. It's back tap picked up by Patrick McCaffrey. 3-on-1. Bounce pass ahead to Sims. Had it blocked, but a foul call.
In transition again, Iowa City West trying to get out, push the basketball, running the lane well.
Bovis picks up the foul. It'll be his first and the first on the Lions. And free throws coming up for Sims. Rattles the first one in. And West's 75% as a team from the free throw line.
They've looked pretty efficient offensively here in the early going. They've taken nothing but good shots. They've pushed the ball every opportunity they've had. Put a lot of pressure on the Lindmar defense.
And the bench starting to come in for West High. Nathan Disterhoff, 6'4", senior coming in. And also Evan Flitz, the quarterback, 6'1", and a junior. Flitz wearing number 4. Disterhoff, number 20. Beating the pressure all the way. Vobis bounced to Annis. Back it comes to Ruff. takes a left baseline. Hook pass cross court to Bovis, and he was grabbed and fouled. Going to get a hold.
And Bovis with a nice job. And a little shot fake in the defender and the closeout. A little bit out of control that time. He's able to get into the lane and draw the contact.
Flitz picks up the foul, his first, second on the Trojans. And Lindmar down 11-2 will inbound. Here in the early going of this one. Ruff will back it out, and now the Lions will reset. Bovis picked up by Disterhoff. Jump pass to Hutchinson. Takes it right free throw line. Pass up front, almost tipped away and stolen. And Lindmar gets it back. Ball fake on the drive. Bovis all the way in against Patrick McCaffrey. Missed the shot. Connor with the rebound. Into the front court. Bullet pass underneath. Flitz missed the reverse layup, though, and it comes out deep to Hutchinson.
Again, another look in the lane, just not able to get it up off the bottom of the rim that time.
Well, you have to be ready to go and a head on a swivel playing West. Ruff right of the lane, cut off by the double team. Gets it back to Phillips, guarded by Connor McCaffrey. West is just so long.
So all those positions out there, and they get up into you defensively. They're not letting you just bring the ball down and do whatever you want.
Open three, left wing up and good. Off the nice assist, Nolan Ruff hits Lindmar's first triple.
The south ball right in front of us, knocks it down.
11-5 in favor of West. They've led the whole way. Flitz up top as the Lions are going to get ready to go to the bench. Devontae Lane, a jab step, starts to drive left of the lane. Flitz back to Patrick McCaffrey. McCaffrey puts it on the floor, drives in, doubled, double pump. Shot good right of the lane, a tough one from about 10 feet out.
Yeah, the little half hook, half jump shot, I don't know, in between. He got caught in between, but he had the wherewithal to get a nice soft touch on it.
13-5 in favor of West, 3:17 to play opening quarter. Hutchinson off the clear out, starts to drive, backs his way in. Shot rejected out of there by Patrick McCaffrey. Over it comes near corner, three no good, but they're going to get a foul on Disterhoff. And it's going to be three free throws coming up for Lindmar.
Yeah, he gets up into Ruff that time. Ruff getting the kick out off the offensive rebound, getting the pass out to him, ready to catch and shoot.
Lindmar 67% from the free throw line, and the first one dances and falls for Nolan Ruff. And he's got four of Lindmar's six. Second of three on the way, and good. Ruff 57% coming in. Van Roekel makes his first appearance. 6'5 senior, a little bit of bulk for West. Jack Gertson will come in for Lindmar, 6'6 junior. And Jacob Robertson, coach's son, 6'2 junior coming in as Ruff gets all three free throws.
And Lindmar makes Iowa City West pay on that foul on the three-point shooter.
13-8, Flitz with the ball in front court at the left point. Cross-court pass, Connor McCaffrey. Down low, Van Roekel posting up. Two-man game. Back it comes to Connor. Looking, jab step, gives it up to Disterhoff. So we go under three to play. Here's Lane left open right side. He buries the three again.
Move the ball side to side to find the open shooter. Lane not hesitating, pulling the trigger out there.
It's a nice looking shot for 3 for 16 coming in.
He fooled you on the heel. You wouldn't think that if you looked at him tonight.
16-8. Lead of 8 for West High. Ruff between the legs with the dribble. Backs it out, working on Flitz. 5 second count on. Going to have to do something with it. Picks it up, looking for some help. Bounces to Gertson. Holds it over his head in the right sideline to Robertson. Lindmar working the perimeter right now. Ruff on the dribble drive. Kicks it to Robertson. Right side three, and he got it.
Good foot or two behind the three-point line. Lindmar patient with that possession. Offensively, letting their offense work for him.
Jacob Robertson averaging 5.5 a game. He's a good three-point shooter at 39%. 16-11. Connor McCaffrey going one-on-one. Little floater, no good. Got his own rebound, no good. Rebound to Lindmar as Ruff comes away with it. 16-11 lead for Iowa City West. They've led the whole way. Lions can cut this to 3 or 2 with a bucket. Ruff on the drive, cut off by Lane, and there's the 5 second count.
Lane working hard to get that count going. Getting down in a good stance. He's going to get a breather right now. Coming out after a good defensive possession.
Sabian Sims back in there. And Ono Fillard back in for West High. 16-11, 90 seconds to play here in the game's first quarter. Blitz takes it between the circles up top to Ono Filard. In the high post now, off the clear out. McCaffrey backing his way in, looking to go one-on-one. Has a height advantage against Brendan McGaffey, who's in there now for Linmar. Filard, right corner. Turns, puts it on the floor against Ruff. And West now being patient here. McCaffrey, two-man game. Nice catch underneath by Van Roekel, but too far underneath the bucket. Came up short on the layup, and here's Linmar the other way.
Beautiful pass by McCaffrey that time, too.
Diagonal pass to Hutchinson. Takes a free throw line. Back to McGaffey now. McGaffey going to go one-on-one. Drives. Cut off. Flips it down low to Gertsen. Little right-hand hook. Good.
Lost that one on the way up, but was able to gain control enough of it to get it on the rim and get the bounce to go.
16-13. 37 seconds to play here in the first quarter. There's a little mini run put on by the Lions. Flitz. Left sideline, up top to McCaffrey, behind the screen. He'll launch for three and buried it.
Went underneath the defender that time. McCaffrey did, and they saw Coach Robertson say, you can't do that to him. You got to fight over the top.
15 seconds to play. Ball tipped out of bounds. Good overplay there by Connor McCaffrey. Now Patrick will come in along with Devontae Lane as Van Roekel will check out for the Trojans.
Seconds left here. You can see Linmar. They get something, unless they get something right away, they're going to probably hold for one.
Cole Martin into the game now for Linmar. 10 seconds. Martin, stutter dribble, coming right. Circling that way. Bounce down low. Gertsen wide open, and he gets the layup.
Slipped the screen. They doubled up on the ball. He slipped it, and they found him, and he hit.
Lane, deep pull-up from 30 feet, and he got it at the horn. How about that at the buzzer of the first quarter? After one high-scoring ball game, it's Iowa City West 22 and Linmar 15. We'll come back with the second quarter after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYM Sports.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union, they'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Start the second quarter, and Patrick McCaffrey with a steal and a dunk. 12 seconds into the second quarter, he made a great poke away up front, and he threw it down with authority.
Yes, he did, and it got the attention of Coach Robertson of Linmar, immediately calling the timeout, and he's letting his players know right now that's not the way you start a quarter.
Well, Steve Bergman wasn't happy between quarters with his defense, and now Chris Robertson really not happy with that possession.
I've heard him, I even got the headphones on here, Scott, too. I've heard him say the word compete several times. He wants his kids to get out there and compete and not just give up easy plays like that.
Cole Martin, Jacob Robertson, Trey Hutchison, Jack Gertsen, and Brendan McGaffey. Five right now for head coach Chris Robertson. And Iowa City West going to go to that 1-3-1 with Patrick McCaffrey, those long arms up front. To the corner, McGaffey. Cut off. Back it comes to Martin. And this defense really long. Back it comes to Martin. Pull up left wing three. Won't go. Rebound. Gertsen had it. Picked up by Hutchison, and he traveled with it. Got a little bump from Sims to play on, and that'll be the fourth Linmar turnover.
Yeah, and I think maybe the little, when he and Gertsen were both going for it, fighting for it out there, might have threw him off a little bit as well, too.
So right now in for West, the McCaffreys, Lane, along with Filard and Sims. So the way it looks right now for Steve Bergman. 24-15, West High by 9. Lard to the corner. Bullet pass down low. Lane, back it comes to Sims. Thought about it. Now drives. Lost it for a moment. Cut off by Gertsen on the baseline to Fillard, and he had it tipped away and stolen by Cole Martin.
You know, a little bit of a tip from behind, knocking it loose, and recovery of Lindmar.
Biggest lead right now of the game by the Trojans. Martin long, cross-court bounce pass. Robertson gets it right sideline. Dump it down low to Gertsen on the block. Working on Connor McCaffrey. Into the game is Dylan Hand now for the Lions for the first time. From the corner, Reese Phillips fakes, drives in, got caught in a double team. Got it out of there to Robertson. The Hand in the corner, three-pointer, no. Gertsen, the rebound knocked away from behind by Lane.
Now, I tell you, right now in that zone, it's allowing rebound opportunities for Lindmar in the interior. Lane with a terrific play from the backside, saving that easy too, though.
1-3-1. West will stay in it. Left baseline, Phillips. Doubled by Fillard and Sims. Fell down but kept the dribble alive. Almost traveled with it. Hand over the corner. Martin will try it for three and hits.
You can find the soft spots of that zone. It could be in the corners. You move the basketball. When they try to trap, you're going to get an open look. You just got to find the open player.
Martin, not a big three-point shooter on the year so far. 2 of 11, but he got that one to go. Connor McCaffrey up top, looking to go one-on-one. Stutter dribble, kick out to Sims. Fakes, drives, gets it over to Patrick McCaffrey now. He'll take it on the spin move down the lane. Good pass underneath to Sims for the reverse two.
Yeah, a little high-low look that time. Patrick McCaffrey with his length, able to go see and go over the top of the Lindmar defenders.
8-point lead, 26-18. Robertson to the corner. Here's Phillips with the jumper. In and out, back in again for three.
That's how you beat a 1-3-1, Scott. You look for diagonals, and you look in the corners.
That's where it's going to be open. Lions hanging in there, 26-21. Down by 5 to number 1 Iowa City West. Patrick circling right with it, takes a free throw line, split a double team, lost it, gets it over to Lane in the corner now. Stutter dribble, and they're going to get him for a carry.
Coming to his left that time, going around the defenders. You don't see that call a whole lot anymore. No argument, though, from Iowa City West on that.
Bovis back in for Lindmar. And Ruff back in for the Lions. Hand will stay in. Annis coming back in for the Lions. And Reese Phillips will stay in there. 26-21, 5-10 to play. Free throw line, Phillips backs it out. Gets it over to Bovis now. Coming right with it. Leaves it on the right side now for Nolan Ruff. Going one-on-one against Devontae Lane. Lane comes up with a steal. Lane one-on-one all the way down. Layup good. It'll count in a foul.
It's the second time Lane just picked his pocket. He did it once in the first quarter. Led to easy run out for him this time. Same result. You get a chance for a three-point play.
They've let him play so far in the ball game. And Devontae Lane so far with 13 points looking for his 14th coming up.
He's been pretty active both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively. He's had block shots. He's had steals. He's been in position to help. A lot of ball pressure on the dribblers for Lindmar.
I'm not sure he's missed a shot. Full court pressure put on by Iowa City West. Diagonal pass ahead, 2-on-1. Bovis all the way in. Hangs, puts it up and got it down the left-hand side of the lane. His first two, and it's 29-23. 4:40 to play here in the first half. We'll have scores and a look at stats coming up at the break. Patrick McCaffrey bounces down low to Connor. Posting up, backing his way in. Spins, puts it up, left it short, but he was fouled by Phillips. We didn't think he got him.
Said they got a little bit of too much contact. Phillips claimed he was straight up on the block on the defender that time. I tell you, Connor McCaffrey, though, pretty nifty at drawing the contact in there, making the official make a decision and blow his whistle.
Well, as he makes the free throw, there's just so many mismatch opportunities for this West High team when you're playing them.
Yeah, he goes to the, you know, McCaffrey's your point guard, but then they can go put him on the post up, too, and let him go to work on the block because he's going against smaller defenders usually in the high school game.
7 for Connor, 31-25, 4:24 to play here in quarter number 2. Nolan Ruff to the left point to Phillips. West back to the man-to-man. Crossover dribble. Vovis, high arching pull-up, and he got it from 17, left of the circle.
Oh, ball screen up top, and just give him a little separation from the defender. Enough room to get it off.
Lindmar shooting the ball very well. Down by six. Evan Flitz back into the ball game along with Nate Disterhoff for West High. Lane going one-on-one on the drive. Kicks it back to Flitz. Open three. Going to be long. No good. Connor McGaffrey with the rebound. Back up and in off the double pumper.
Battling in the post, Connor McGaffrey.
33-25. Back up to an eight-point Trojan lead. Ruff goes crossover. Drives right in the lane. Cut off by Flitz on the good help defense. Back to Phillips up front. Guarded by Patrick McGaffrey. Looking back door. They find Hutchison. They've done a good job at Hutchison so far. Doubled, poked away for a moment, picks it back up. Doubled again and stolen this time by Connor McGaffrey. And his lead pass is taken out of there by Ruff.
Now Ruff getting it back. Hutchison's doubling up on him every time he catches the ball. Really tough for him to get anything going.
Good high low, and Annis gets the easy layup.
Playing against the defensive pressure. They were really trying to take it away, deny the passing lane. Back cut, good feed to the post.
33-27. Disterhoff back to lane. To Flitz in the corner. He'll take it outside the arc. Jump stop, right free throw line. Gets to Patrick. Working the weave. Drives. Puts up the fall away. In and out, no good. Disterhoff the rebound. Back up and in off the glass. First points off the West High bench. That was a nice rebound by Disterhoff.
That was in contact. There's a lot of contact in there, too. He's able... strong enough to get it up off the glass and get it to go.
35-27. They isolate Annis down low. He's got a mismatch. Backing his way in. Turns it down. Kicks it to Hutchison. Left side three. Ring it up.
Lucky for Devontae Lane. Now City West wasn't foul called either. There was contact at the end of that.
35-30, and there's a foul on Hutchison. Trying to go for the steal. Only the fourth team foul against Lindmar, and West only has three.
That standpoint, it's been a pretty clean ball game.
2:14 to play here, first half. Both teams shooting it well. Connor McGaffrey standing, right hand dribble, hands it back to Lane now. Lane stop and go dribble, and a hand check going to be called on Ruff.
I thought maybe they're going to get him on the carry there, Scott. Initially, he's had a tendency to put his hand under the ball.
Cole Martin checking back in for the Lions. And Ruff will go to the bench with those two fouls.
Don't want him picking up his third with only 2:01 left here in the second period.
Lob out to Disterhoff. Flitz, right back it comes. Inside, and Lane was ridden and fouled by Vovis. Chris Robertson didn't like the call.
And then Mark Kraut doesn't either. You could make a call. You could say that Devontae Lane was the one that initiated the contact on that.
That'll be the sixth on Lindmar and the second on Vovis. And Robertson's going to get set to come in. Long pass into the backcourt. Evan Flitz will run it down. Under two to play here in quarter number two. Connor McGaffrey between the circles. Bounce to Patrick. McCaffrey's play catch with it. They set the screen. Connor out to Flitz. Flitz, crossover dribble. On the drive, stops, hangs, puts it up short. And a rebound to Annis. Did a nice job that time.
Well, Lindmar cut this to make it a one-possession game.
Hutchison had it blocked on the penetration move, and West out of there with it. In transition, Connor McGaffrey, and he was fouled by Martin on the reach, and that will send West to the free throw line.
Patrick McGaffrey with the block at the other end of the floor. Trey Hutchison going up against those long arms of Patrick McGaffrey. Really difficult for him to get his shot off. We just talked about not many fouls, Scott, and all of a sudden now Iowa City West is in the one-on-one here.
Connor McGaffrey on the free throw line. One and the bonus. 9 points, 2 out of 2 for the stripe so far for the senior. Left-hander puts it up and in and out. And the rebound to Lindmar. And that's a rare miss for Connor at 88%. Cole Martin up top. Bounce pass left side, stolen away by Ono Filar. They got a 2-on-1 over to Sims. Flying layup good, right down the heart of the paint.
Well, they know what to do if they get a turnover. with a live ball in a situation where it's steal or something, they're flying to the other end.
You won't see a team like this good in transition very often. And Sims comes up with a steal on the far sideline. Back-to-back turnovers by the Lions. They've got seven. Lane, pull up, right wing three, and he hits again. Fourth triple for Devontae Lane.
Points off turnovers again. Lindmark turned it over two possessions in a row.
40-30. West with their biggest lead at 10 off the clear out. Phillips on the dribble drive. All the way in. Scoop layup. No. Annis the rebound. No. On the putback, but fouled.
Annis doing the yeoman work in the interior that time. Getting inside position.
Fourth team foul, and this is going to go against Devontae Lane. That'll be his first. And Nate Annis to the free throw line, the 6'4 junior. Perfect on the year, stays that way. He's 5 out of 5.
Lions need it, that one. 28 seconds left. Iowa City West probably going to go for one, I would think. Wants to get an easy look right away in the lane.
40-32, 25 seconds to play. And West are going to go for one, as you mentioned, Phil. Connor holds it out front. And he'll take it to the center circle. Directing traffic, 14 seconds to play. Got Reese Phillips on him right now. Down to 9 seconds. Going to have to get something going here. Bounce to Lane in the high post. Turns, 4 seconds. Back to McCaffrey. Step back, three, no good. And that will do it for the half. We're at halftime from Lindmar, and our score at the break, number one, Iowa City West over the Lindmar Lions, 40-32. And we'll come back, talk halftime with you. And we'll do it after this 2-minute timeout as you're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYM Sports.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
At CarMax, we stand behind all our cars. Well, not literally, that would be dangerous and impossible. There are over 40,000 of them. No, we stand behind our cars metaphorically. That's why every vehicle comes with a 5-day money-back guarantee. If you're not satisfied, simply bring it back for a full refund. No questions asked. Of course, we may ask how your day is going, or ask if you'd like cream in your coffee, or if you could kindly refrain from talking about the Spelling Bee Regional Finals, because, you know, we're recording it. CarMax. Drive what's possible.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 33.
Back at Lindmar at halftime and our score at the break. The Iowa City West Trojans on top of the Lindmar Lions, 40-32. Scott Unesh alongside Phil Dunn. We'll get the shooting stats coming your way at halftime, courtesy of Jeff Johnson from the Gazette here in just a moment. Very interesting first half. Seems like West has been basically in charge of this from the get-go, but can't seem to put Lindmar away. 10 points was the biggest margin in the first half, but Lindmar has just hung in there with good three-point shooting.
I know they jumped out. I think it was 11-2 maybe right away at the beginning of the ball game too. Iowa City West looking very good. Clearly the aggressor in the early couple minutes of this ball game, but then Lindmark settled in, kind of found their rhythm on offense, was able to get some stuff going. inside, then knocked down some threes as well. They got good all-around balance scoring for Linmar so far going into this. And for the most part, Scott, they have eliminated the careless turnovers. They had a couple in a row there. It was a one-possession ball game, I believe. And two straight turnovers by Linmar led to 5 points for Iowa City West going the other way. One a layup and then another one a three-point in transition. And those are the things that make the difference in a ball game like this when you're playing against such a good team. You almost got to be perfect when you go out there to try and pull that upset.
Let's take a look at the first half scoring in this one for the Iowa City West Trojans. Devontae Lane had a terrific first half, leading the way with 17 points. Had 4 three-pointers, came into the game, a 19% three-point shooter, but getting it done so far was 17. 9 for Connor McCaffrey, including a three-pointer. Patrick has 6, Patrick McCaffrey. Sabian Sims was 6, and Nate Disterhoff off the bench with 2 for West High. For Linmar, very, very balanced scoring right now. Nate Annis and Nolan Ruff with 6 points apiece. 4 apiece for Tyler Vobis and for Jack Gertson. And then 3 apiece for Reese Phillips, Nate Hutchison, Jacob Robertson, and also Cole Martin, all with 3. As part of the turnovers at halftime, Linmar with 7, and West High with only 3 turnovers here at the halftime break right now. And I'll throw it to you for rebounding.
Well, rebounding, Linmar's winning this battle of the boards, which is one of the things we talked about in our pregame that we thought Linmar had to hold their own on. They're up 11-8 in total rebounds. We'll look at Iowa City West only has 3 players with rebounds. Connor McCaffrey with 4, Patrick McCaffrey with 3, and then Nate Disterhoff off the bench with 1. So the McCaffrey brothers contributing 7 of the 8 rebounds for Iowa City West. 3 offensive, 5 defense for West. And that number 3, only 3 offensive rebounds, is big for Linmar because Iowa City West is very good at crashing the offensive boards. That's something they want to continue in the second half. Linmar, they're getting good contribution from Trey Hutchison on the boards. He has 5, 3 for Nate Annis, 2 for Jack Gertson off the bench, 1 apiece for Tyler Vovis as well as Nolan Ruff. 4 offensive, 7 defensive, total of 11 for the Linmar Lions.
Get you the halftime shooting stats coming up here in just a moment. Again, most of the other games around have been postponed due to what they thought would be some inclement weather. A lot of the games south of the Cedar Rapids, Iowa City area in the southern half of the corridor being played. One big game going on. It's the battle of the only 2 unbeatens left in 4A tonight over in far western Iowa. And right now, Sioux City East leads Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln 50-49. That is early in the fourth quarter going on over there. Not sure who's the home team in that particular ball game, but they are the last two. We'll be down to 1 team unbeaten in 4A, not even at the halfway point. No one's going to go unbeaten in 4A. That's kind of the topsy-turvy nature of this class so far this year.
There's so many good basketball teams, Scott, that there's when you look at Iowa City West, you would think right away that they would have been the team that you would have picked, maybe that would have had the best chance of doing it, but they ran into a very, very hot Prairie team right before the break, and giving up 15 threes. Prairie made 15 threes against them, sunk that ship, and we saw Kennedy. They lost to Cedar Falls the other night in a very highly contested ball game, and Cedar Falls has 2 losses already in the year. It's another highly thought of basketball club. So yeah, it's going to be interesting. It'll be fun. I know we got a ways to go, but it's going to be fun at tournament time too because there's so much that could happen.
Now we got the shooting percentages, courtesy of Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. You can read all about his story coming up tomorrow. Great shooting like we thought. Iowa City West at halftime, 15-24 overall, shooting 58%. They're 5 of 8 from beyond the arc at 62%. And 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. For Linmar, right at 50%. Lions are 11 of 22 in the first half of play. They're 5 out of 8, 62% from three-point land, and 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Offensively, I don't think you can play a better half if you're Linmar against this West defense.
No, because obviously West get out, get after you, and put a lot of pressure on the basketball. And like you said, Linmar shot it pretty well. They've had pretty good control of limiting the turnovers as well. You just got to find a way maybe to get a couple possessions back here and control Devontae Lane right now. You know, one of the things we talked about, Scott, was there's so many ways Iowa City West can beat you. Lane's a great example of that. He has 17 points in the first half. And, you got the McCaffrey brothers yet to deal with. And you got to hope that they go cold for a little bit there and rebound, take care of the basketball, and keep shooting the ball well and stay in this ball game.
As far as Iowa City West is concerned, you don't want Linmar to hang around in this thing. You want to put this thing away coming up. Get a first couple of minutes out of the locker room, take advantage of that, and then put this thing away. Don't give Linmar a sniff at it.
No, and you know, we talked about how Linmar's got one loss in the year, but even with that one loss, I think they lose by 8 or 9, maybe. I think it was to Cedar Rapids Prairie. They're still outscoring their opponents in every ball game by about 27 points a game. That's a differential, and it's coming into tonight's ball game. So West is very accustomed to putting teams away. And like you say, if Linmar sticks around a little bit, make things interesting, especially on Linmar's home court.
Coming up Friday night, more high school basketball coming your way. We'll be at Jefferson. Take a look at the Jayhawks. We're off to a terrific start, 6-3. And they will take on Waterloo West, who is coming into that one at 4-2. And a very, very athletic Waterloo West team. That'll be coming up on Friday night. Looking forward to bringing you that one here on KGYM. That's the game on 1600 AM. And girls basketball coming up on the South Gym and the North Gym on Friday night. Cedar Rapids Xavier at City High. And City High has got a big lead on Cedar Rapids Washington at the halftime break right now. Set to go, half number two. West will have the basketball on the arrow to start things off, as it'll be the McCaffreys, Sims, Lane, and Ono Fillard to start things off here in quarter number three. And Linmar going to come out in the zone here. Little 2-3 for the first time.
Yeah, they've been playing man-to-man that entire first half.
McCaffrey to Lane. He'll try it for three. Too strong, no good. And we got a foul underneath. And it's going to go against Sabian Sims. Was
on Sims, huh?
And a good block out there by Reese Phillips. And Sims will pick up his first. And the first team foul. Linmar with Ruff, Hutchison, Phillips, Anderson, Phobos. Starting five for both clubs. 8-point deficit, Linmar basketball. Hutchison way out top. Holds it on the hand back, gets it to Phillips. Out beyond the arc with his left hand. Looking back door, cut off by Connor McCaffrey. Still looking. Finally got rid of it to Hutchison. Lost it, picks it up, drives in. Hanks puts it up with the right hand. No, rebound Sims.
Now McCaffrey again with those long arms. Bothered that shot.
Wing pass tipped out of bounds. And it will stay with West High. As Connor McCaffrey at the point.
Linmar in the 2-3 zone again.
Ono Fillard, long bounce pass to Lane. They feed down low on the block. Sims gets doubled, tried the jump pass, lost it. Now over to Connor McCaffrey. He'll drive baseline, got it slapped away from behind and stolen on the double team. And then Lane nearly comes up with a steal, but Linmar retains possession. Fourth turnover in the game for West, and now we've got a reach foul called on the Trojans. Down low, it's going to be on Patrick McCaffrey.
Be out of bounds underneath for Linmar. Baseline out of bounds set. Iowa City West is going to stay in the man-to-man defense.
40-32. Inbound to Annis. Knocked away by Lane. Those quick hands, and he comes up with another steal. Lane ahead to Patrick McCaffrey. And throws it down again with two hands.
Boy, I tell you, Lane, that's the third time this game. He's just taking it away from people out there without fouling. And it leads to an easy two for Iowa City West.
42-32, back to that 10-point lead. Ruff angles right off the high screen, gets it to Hutchison. Looking for some help. And finally, a long bounce pass over to Phobos. Couple crossover dribbles on the drive. Stops in the lane, hangs, puts it up, can't get the roll, and the rebound underneath and taken away by Annis. Back to Hutchison. His three won't go, and out of bounds it goes to West. Boy, they're letting them play.
Yeah.
A lot of contact both ways.
Going for those rebounds. A lot of bodies hitting each other. Coach Berglund up reminding the officials of that.
Jump pass, cross court. Skip over to the lane. Right back it comes over to the zone to Ono Fillard. Bouncing the high post. Patrick McCaffrey put it on the floor. Had it knocked away. Gets it over to lane now. Jump pass to Ono Fillard for three. That won't go. Put back up and good. Flying through the paint was Patrick McCaffrey.
Untouched that time. He came all the way across the lane to get that put back.
And West with their biggest lead now. It's 12-44-32. Cross-court pass. Bovis has it. Far hash mark. Couple crossover dribbles. Starts to penetrate. Spins down the lane. Hangs. Puts it up. And got the roll.
Tough shot. Going over bigger defenders that time.
Bovis with six. Back to a 10-point deficit. Patrick McCaffrey to Sims down low. Gets doubled. Back it comes to Patrick. Splits a double team. Scoop layup won't go. And the rebound to Annis. Lindmar on the run. Rough in transition. Will back his way out over to Phillips. Deep three up short. Rebound West. They got a three on two. Lead pass ahead. McCaffrey lost in the high dribble. Stolen out of there by Reese Phillips. Phillips quickly into the front court. Hutchison pull up high archer. Had it blocked. Oh, and they got a late whistle and a foul on Sims. His second.
Going to shoot two. He is Trey Hutchison on the jump shot.
And Connor McCaffrey pleading his case to Corey Burkle here. Along the near side. Two shots coming up for Hutchison and got the roll in the first. Hutchison's got four. 44-35. Steve Bergman having a powwow to our left here. Second one good.
Iowa City West has defended him very well. Leading scorer for Lindmar coming into this one. Only 4 points for him at this point in time.
Five. He had a three earlier on. Lane on the drive and a kick out to McCaffrey. Open three, in and out, won't go. Good look. Spun out and a rebound all alone. Nate Hutchison underneath. Stop and go dribble. They tried to bounce underneath, stolen away. Three on two. Connor McCaffrey up to Patrick. All the way in. Hanks puts it up. And a chance of a three-point play as he banks it home.
And McCaffrey, as you say, going in transition, catching that ball. Able to finish it through the contact.
Boy, they just explode to the bucket.
They push the ball in a hurry. They run their lanes. They share the ball. They're willing to give it up to whoever.
A dozen now for Patrick McCaffrey, looking for 13. Benzanese put it up, and in and out, no good. Stays a 10-point lead as they come up on the halfway mark of the game's third quarter. 46-36, West High out in front. West going to extend that man-to-man a little bit here. Jacob Robertson into the game now for the Lions. Also Gertson into the game now for Lindmar. Driving into the paint. Left-hand scoop layup rimming it good for Nolan Ruff.
Get the bounce off the rim that time. Nobody coming from the backside helping from Iowa City West.
46-38. McCaffrey cross court to Evan Flitz, who's back into the game. Also back into the game is Disterhoff for Steve Bergman. Flitz feeds a high post. McCaffrey doubled for a moment. Back to Flitz. Fakes the three. Kick out to Connor. Right wing for three. No. Disterhoff the rebound. Put back. In and out. No. And the rebound to Hutchison, who took it away from Devontae Lane. Ruff driving a kick. Robertson three-pointer way short. And then a foul on Lindmar.
How do we not find the shooter?
On Gertson. First on the junior. Team foul number two on Lindmar.
Connor McCaffrey going for that defensive rebound. Coach Bergman giving a set play here, what he wants this time down the floor against the zone.
46-38. 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Connor McCaffrey, little stutter dribble. High alley-oop lob to Patrick for the easy dunk.
Yeah, a little double screen up top. McCaffrey sneaks behind the zone and brother-to-brother knocks it down.
I think they've done that in the driveway a few times. 48-38. Nice set play there. Brennan McGaffey into the game. Ball tipped away, stolen. Devontae Lane to the trailer. McCaffrey tries to dunk it. Came up short. Berge wanted a foul and didn't get it. Up ahead to Gertsen. Drives right baseline. Scoop layup. The reverse is good by Gertsen.
Gertsen using the rim to protect the ball that time.
48-40. Skip pass, cross court. Flips, driving baseline. High arching pull up. Rimming, no. Rebound. Disterhoff taken from behind. And a late whistle and a foul on Lindmar.
That was late. I originally thought that's what it was, Scott, from our angle. It looked like he was over the back. But it just the whistle came a little bit late. I think that's what got the crowd going a little bit.
I would agree. Van Roekel going to come in. 6'5", senior. Inbound, Devontae Lane drives right baseline. Kick over to Flitz. Fakes. Had it knocked away from behind. They work to triangle left. McCaffrey tries to spin underneath, and the ball tipped out of bounds. And it will stay with Iowa City West. 48-40, 2:01 to play in the third. Connor McCaffrey throws it in the backcourt. And a nice catch by Evan Flitz. And Lindmar back to the zone. Lane to Flitz. They play catch with it out beyond the golden arc. Back to Lane, left open. He'll let it fly for three and hits.
On the soft spot in the zone over there in the wing in between the two defenders.
51-40, lead back to double digits. Minute 35 to play. Nolan Ruff out front, standing right hand. Bounce to the corner to Hutchison. Looking inside. Now on the dribble drive all the way in and before the shot. Going to be a foul called on West. Disterhoff picks up his second.
Hutchison able to get in the lane that time. And then there was a foul call before he got there, but that's one of the few times he's been able to get there.
Lindmar inbound, left of the glass in front court. Ruff will lob it into Robertson. Minute 25 to play. Back it comes to the corner. Ruff on the dribble drive. Stops. Pull up. Jumper won't go. Tipped up and in by Hutchison, who got way up in the air.
Starting to become more active. A bigger part of this ball game the further we go along.
51-42, minute 9 to play. Lane, no-look pass inside, bounce down low to Van Roekel, and was fouled going up. Good ball movement there by the Trojans.
McGaffey, I think, is going to be the guilty party for Lindmar coming across trying to help.
His first fourth team foul. And Van Roekel on the free throw line. And the first one up right through. 1-for-3 coming into this ball game. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight from Lindmar. ...52-42 with a minute 5 to play. And Hand will come in along with Phillips for Lindmar. And McGaffey will check out along with Hutchison. He's been working hard in the second half.
Have 10 rebounds right now.
Free throw number 2 up and good. Van Roekel gets a pair. Averaging right at 2 a game. 53-42, back to that 11-point lead. West has led the whole way.
And here comes the full court man-to-man after the made free throw.
Get it into the corner. Cole Martin had it tipped out of bounds, and the officials will give it to Lindmar.
Collaborating out there. The two officials were.
And West will stay in that full court man.
Lindmar's got to stay stationary now. They can't move along the baseline.
Cole Martin in the backcourt. Ahead to Phillips. He'll bring it up with the power dribble. Splits a double team. No look pass to Gertsen. Drives in. Hangs. Puts it up. No. Weak side board. Ono Fillard. Oh, had Lane all alone in underneath the bucket. Didn't see him. Devontae with 45 seconds. Cross-court pass. Outside the arc, McCaffrey. Back to Lane in the corner. Fakes him to three. Back it comes to Connor. He'll drive baseline all the way in. Scoop, reverse layup. No. And the rebound to Lindmar.
Go for one here now, Scott. You're getting about that area. Lindmar, you got to think about it.
Unless you got a good one, and the Lions will get it on the break. Phillips, double pump, hanger in the lane. Got it off the penetration.
They get the score. McCaffrey looking up at the clock. He and Lane, they're going to go for the final here.
10 seconds. Villard, left of the circle, backs it out. 6 seconds to play. Martin playing off of him. Back to Flitz. Inside to McCaffrey, underneath to Disterhoff, and was fouled. Off a nice head and shoulder fake.
Good ball movement. Good ball movement by Iowa City West. Finding the open player.
Two free throws coming up for Nate Disterhoff, the 6'4 senior. And 1.4 seconds remaining here in the quarter. And the first free throw, no good.
Doesn't get the bounce.
Trying to make it a 10-point lead for the Trojans. Second one on the way. That one's short. Rebound, Gertsen, and lets it fly from three-quarter court. No good, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Number one, Iowa City West on top of Lindmar, 53-44. We'll come back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball here on KGYM Sports.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you here from Lindmar as we open the fourth quarter. West jumped out to a 6-0 lead, led 11-2, and they've been maintaining pretty much between 8 and 12 since then. Phil, Lindmar with the ball to start the fourth. Martin, one-on-one move. Drives, kick outside to Annis, who's in there. To Robertson, takes a free throw line, picked up by Ono Fillard. Back it comes to Phillips. We'll set the lineups as we start the fourth. Hutchison in there. Goes crossover. Takes it in the lane. Driving a kick to Robertson. Corner three. Going to be way short. Annis with a rebound. Put back hanging no. And the rebound to Patrick McCaffrey. Fouled from behind.
Annis did all the hard work getting the offensive rebound, but just left a little bit short in front of the rim that time. Connor McCaffrey again controlling that rebound. He had two Lindmar bodies hanging on him that time.
For Iowa City West, the McCaffreys. Sims back in there, Flitz, and Ono Fillard. Lindmar will stay in the 2-3 zone. Touch pass, McCaffrey. Bullet down low to Sims, reverses it up for two.
Yeah, again, you put Patrick McCaffrey in the middle of that zone. He can see over the top of the defenders. What an advantage that is.
55-44. Cole Martin in the game along with Annis. Martin going baseline all the way in and scores.
That's what the Lions needed. Martin with a little left-handed runner along the baseline.
55-46, 7 minutes remaining here from Lindmar tonight. McCaffrey outside the arc, cross-court pass to Flitz, back up top to Connor. They play catch with it. Martin and Bovis at the top of the zone. Flitz will try it for three and buries it from the left side. Evan Flitz with his first bucket.
Skip over the top from Connor McCaffrey that time with the assist.
Averaging 4.9 points a game, and West back to that lead of a dozen at 58-46. Martin between the legs, dribble, working on Flitz. Reverses it in the 5 second closely guarded count.
Knew that was coming. I tell you, Flitz got that one going. A little bit earlier, we saw Devontae Lane draw the 5 second call, too. Really good on the ball defenders, Iowa City West.
One thing they got to work on is the help. On ball, they're really good.
Well, and part of that is, Scott, is they're trying to deny so much on the wings that. they're not getting to the help positions quite quick enough away from that denial.
Patrick McCaffrey, a high arching jumper left of the lane. Good, and a chance at the three-point play. And Nate Hutchison picks up his third foul for Lindmar, and that's the seventh on the Lions.
Getting a little, you know, it's 14-point. It could be 15-point margin if McCaffrey can convert this free throw. Lindmar needs a quality possession here in offense. Coming down the floor, run your stuff, get a good look.
61-46, biggest lead of the ball game. Ruff back into the ball game. Angles left off the top of the key. Takes it down the baseline. Pass out front. Going to go into the backcourt. Through the hands of Hutchison and out of bounds.
That's an unforced turnover, really, Scott. There was nothing really the Iowa City West defense did there. Chris is going to take a timeout.
Going to get a Lindmar timeout. Going to be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 6:03 remaining in the ball game. It's West High 61, Lindmar 46. We'll take a 30-second break and come back to this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you here from the Lindmar Gym as Chris Robertson with the timeout right there as West has opened up a 15-point lead as West High has started off this final quarter on an 8-2 run right now to open that up here. They got Patrick McCaffrey in the middle of that zone right now, and like you said, such a big advantage to have a 6'7 player in there. You can look over it, you can do a lot of things.
He knows what to do with the basketball. He's got a high basketball IQ. You can tell that. He finds the open players. He puts himself in a position where he's going to have good passing angles as well.
Sims in the high post, turns left free throw line, goes back door. Otto Fillard with an easy layup.
Nice set coming out of the timeout. Lindmar switches to the man-to-man. Get the easy two.
And it's a 63-46 lead. Baseline drive. Phillips knocked away from behind. Picked up by Vovis. He'll go baseline all the way in. And a jump ball going to be called. Arrow will give it to West. Good defense by Devontae Lane.
And again, he's getting his hands on the basketball. Quick hands out there, Scott. He's really caused a lot of problems for the Lindmar guards out there.
5:35 to play here in the ball game. 63-46 in favor of West. Maybe. With Lindmar in the man now, they can afford pretty good shot selection here. Flips on the dribble drive right of the lane, kicks it out to Sims. Couple jab steps, can't do anything with it, leaves it for Patrick. Goes crossover, penetrates, hangs, puts it up, no good. Rebound Sims, pump fake up, rimming good. It'll count a foul, and West pulling away.
Well, and Sims playing the backside really well, coming off, anticipating where that ball's going to come off, gets himself in position where he has a chance to score.
Sims in double figures now with 10. This is the fourth chance at the old-fashioned three-point play for West tonight. Free throw up and right through for Sims. The girls' game, I believe West got a pretty big lead in that one, don't they? 51-30. That's down in Iowa City. Two good teams going at it right there. Ruff on the baseline drive. No look. Bounce inside to Hutchison. Double pumper block from behind by Patrick McCaffrey.
He really made himself assertive here in this half.
20-point lead. Dump down low. McCaffrey posting up. His turnaround off the glass. No good. Rebound loose in the lane. Picked up by Lindmar's. Reese Phillips hands it off to Nolan Ruff. Stop and go dribble all the way in. Cross-court pass. Vovis, three-pointer way off. But Annis gets the loose change and lays it in.
And Lindmar needed that one to kind of break that scoring drought that they had going.
66-48 with 4:23 to play in the game. Lane takes a free throw line left. Drops it off for Ono Fillard. He'll penetrate over to Connor McCaffrey. Underneath the Sims, running baseline. He gets the easy two.
And Lions just losing track of their defenders along the baseline. Good movement by Iowa City West.
Boy, this West team offensively is about as good as we have seen.
Very efficient.
in a long, long time. Lindmar goes backdoor. Hutchison hangs and scores off the glass.
A little bit of contact played through it.
Nine for Hutchison. West quickly in the other end. To the corner. Three on the way. Ring it up for Lane.
Finds him along the baseline that time. Dribble penetration along the baseline. All the defenders collapse. He's wide open.
71-50. West has opened up a 21-point lead. And Devontae Lane with 23 tonight. Through traffic. Ruff lost it against the double team. Or make it Bobas. Turnover number 14 on the Lions. Patrick or make it Connor all the way down. Layup no. Charging foul going to be called on Connor McCaffrey.
Trey Hutchison in taking that charge. Holding his ground. That would have been number five if they would have called a block on Hutchison.
Jacob Anderson going to come in for the Trojan, 6 foot junior. Gersten back in for Lindmar. Robertson also back in for the Lions. 3:20 to play in the game, and West up by 21, 71-50. Robertson in the corner, turnaround three, up short, and a weak side board to Connor. Long up court pass finds Anderson to the trailer lane. Penetrates for the easy two to Van Roekel.
Lane so quick, getting to the lane area off the dribble.
No pun intended. Hutchison, pull up jumper, got the roll just inside the arc, 17, straight out. 11 for Nate Hutchison, 73-52, we're under three to play in the game. Trying to get a word from Coach Bergman coming up after the ball game. Patrick McCaffrey circles right, leaves it for Lane. His pull up from 17, rimming no, and a rebounding foul on who? Van Roekel on a push underneath.
Says over the top.
His first 16 foul. Dylan Hand and Cole Martin coming in for the Lions.
West in the half court man-to-man.
2:30 to play here in the ballgame tonight. Robertson, high-low, inside to Gertsen, off the glass and scores down on the right block. Nice little turnaround.
Now over the top of Van Roekel. That's him, a little shot fake, getting Van Roekel back on his heels.
Averaging 2.5 a game. Devontae Lane, cross court, over the top. To Patrick McCaffrey, hand back to Connor. Couple jab steps, looking to go one-on-one. Drives, jump pass over to Lane, and he was grabbed and fouled by Jacob Robertson. Team foul number 9.
We'll get to the free throw line now. The 1-on-1 next team foul on Lindmar. We'll put him in the double bonus.
Hutchison's going to come out as Kirby Kerr will come in. And the 1 and the bonus for Devontae Lane. Free throw off the back iron, no. And Lindmar will walk it up with under 2 to play here in the ballgame. Cross-court pass, tip stolen away. Connor McCaffrey, one-on-one, step-through move. Layup good with the right hand. Timeout for Iowa City West.
Well, you know, we had a pretty competitive close ball game there. Scott, all of a sudden, West, explosive on the offensive end in transition, takes this from an 8-point ball game up to about a 16-point ball game in a hurry.
And coming in is Jason Barnes for West as timeout taken here. A 30-second break by the Trojans basically to get some folks in here. Also coming in, Hakeem Wadunsi. And Aaron Pastolko will come in for Lindmar, number 32. And Roekel will stay in. Also coming in for West is Hirsch Henstrom. Minute 45 to play here. That big has a deep three up and good for Dylan Hand. NBA triple.
He's going to get the touches out there. He's going to pull the trigger when he has the opportunity.
75-57. The run at the start of this fourth quarter has put it away here for Iowa City West. Trojans with the basketball. Up top with Dunsey. Dribbled it off his foot, stolen away by Hand, and he will take it up for the easy layup.
Okay, quick 5 points for Dylan Hand.
Looks good in the scorebook. 75-59, 1 minute to play here in the ballgame. Take a look at the stats coming up during our postgame here. And again, hope to get a brief word with Steve Bergman as the ball thrown out of bounds. West with 8 turnovers.
Well, but anytime you can keep your turnovers in single digits, you got a pretty well played ball game.
Cole Martin, top of the circle, with 45 seconds to play. Iowa City West going to get a very interesting weekend as the ball tipped away and stolen out of there by West High. Barnes comes up with it. Cross court pass, wide open, corner three up and good for Jacob Anderson. Averaging a couple off the bench, and it's 78-59. Here's Hand, another deep three. This one no good, and Gertson with the rebound. And they're going to get a foul underneath on Anderson.
Gertson's going to get to shoot free throws here, one-on-one, I believe.
The little guy had a big guy on him.
They're trying to screen him out, took his legs out from underneath him.
Everybody's okay, though.
Those can be scary sometimes.
West does not play Friday night. They had a game, I believe, against Wash that they moved up because West is going to go down to, their schedule go down to the Kansas City, Kansas area. Free throw no good, and the rebound to West High. They're going to play Blue Valley Northwest as the layup won't go underneath, but West with the rebound, the putback by Anderson. That's the, I believe, the top team in Kansas. 6 seconds to play. Martin, bounce pass to the corner. Kerr will try the jumper short, and that's it. West pulls away in the fourth for the 21-point victory. Iowa City West, number one in the state. 80, Linmar 59. And we'll come back and wrap things up after this two-minute timeout as you're listening to Boys High School Basketball right here on KGYM Sports.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand. Your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99. Or for higher mileage vehicles, upgrade to Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, I'm ready.
I'm Dave. I'm a service rep for Cintas, and I help businesses get ready. From large factories to local garages, five-star hotels to the smallest cafes, you rely on me and Cintas for fresh mats, crisp uniforms, cleaning programs, safety solutions, and fire protection. Getting you ready for business. Get started at Cintas.com. Cintas, ready for the workday.
I'm ready for you. Hope you're ready for me.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless, on America's largest, most dependable networks, only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
We are back on the postgame show from Lynn Mar as the Iowa City West Trojans knock off the Lynn Mar Lions tonight, number one over Lynn Mar, 80-59. Scott Unash alongside Phil Dunn. West never trailed in this game. They jumped out to a 6-0 lead, led 11-2, and then pretty much maintained that until early in the fourth quarter. And then West blew it open with a 10-2 advantage at the start of that fourth quarter. And I think they just wore Lynn Mar down at that point. Got some easy buckets.
Yeah, and those, like you said, that at the beginning of the fourth quarter, pretty explosive time for Iowa City West then. And then it became an insurmountable mountain for Lynn Mar to try and come back from. Did a pretty good job there for three quarters trying to hang around and keep it close. And I think the game plan was to get into the fourth quarter when it was close and then see what can happen going down the stretch there. But you know, you got so many weapons for Iowa City West. With Lane was big tonight. Patrick McCaffrey was big tonight. Connor McCaffrey. They just got contributions all the way, all around. Sabian Sims in the second half as well.
So West goes to 8-1 on the year and 6-1 in conference play. Lynn Mar drops to 4-4 and 3-3 overall. Good to see Zach Bohannon here. All right.
Chris would have liked to see him in a Lion uniform tonight.
Could have used him in a Lion uniform tonight. Let's take a look at the final scoring for the victorious West High Trojans tonight. They had four of their five starters in double figures tonight, led by Devontae Lane. Boy, he lit it up from three-point land tonight. Had six threes, ended up with 23 points. Right behind, 17 for Patrick McCaffrey. And eight field goals, including three dunks in the game and one out of two from the free throw line. Sabian Sims with 13 tonight, had a baker's dozen for West High. Connor McCaffrey with 11 tonight for West. Off the bench, Jacob Anderson with 5, Josh Van Roekel 4, Evan Flitz had a three-pointer and 3, Nate Disterhoff with 2, and Isaiah Ono-Fillard with 2 for the West total of 80. For the Lynn Mar Lions, one in double figures, Nate Hutchison leading the way. Averages about 13.5 a game, ended up with 11, but boy, he had to work for those buckets tonight and those points. 8 points apiece for Nate Annis, Nolan Ruff, and then Jack Gertson off the bench had a nice game with 8. Dylan Hand, well, check that. Tyler Vobis with 6, 3 field goals. Dylan Hand with 5, Cole Martin with 5, and Reese Phillips with 5 as well for the Lions. 16 turnovers for Lynn Mar in the ball game. West had half that amount. They had 8. And the bench scoring, Lynn Mar won that battle 21-14 tonight. West was 9 of 14 from the free throw line with 9 three-pointers, while Lynn Mar was 7 of 8 from the line with 6 three-pointers in the ball game this evening. And I'll throw it to you for a look at our final rebounding numbers.
Well, Lynn Mar won this one by 5, 27-22, when you look at the total rebounds. We'll start with Iowa City West, the victors here tonight with their statistics. Patrick McCaffrey with 7 rebounds. Connor McCaffrey right behind him with 6 rebounds. 2 rebounds apiece for Sabian Sims as well as Nate Disterhoff. Chipping in with 1 is Isaiah Ono-Fillard. Jacob Anderson, Paul McGee. A couple dead ball rebounds for the Trojans as well. 7 offensive, 15 defensive. Adds up to 22. For Iowa City West. Lynn Mar, Trey Hutchison, got a double-double tonight. He had 10 rebounds to go along with his double-digit scoring. Nate Annis with a good contribution off, as well in the lane area with 7 rebounds. 3 for Jack Gertson. And then he dropped down to a whole bunch of players for Lynn Mar with 1 rebound each. Reese Phillips, Tyler Vovis, Nolan Ruff contributing 1 as well. Dylan Hand. Brennan McGaffey and Kirby Kerr chipping in with 1 as well. 9 offensive, 18 defensive. Total of 27 for Lynn Mar.
So the Lions held strong for a while, but just could not get over the top here as West wins it by a score of 80-59. Hope to get a word from Steve Bergman coming up here in just a couple of moments. And like we said, West goes now down to the Kansas City area. Talking with Steve Bergman before the game, they're expecting a little bit of inclement weather down in that area over the weekend. And They want to make sure that they can get down there. Plan was to leave Friday morning to go down to the Kansas City area. Hopefully they can get that taken care of and go down there and get a real good test from Blue Valley Northwest down there in the Kansas City, Kansas suburbs.
And that would be a third out-of-state team? No, it'll be the second out-of-state team.
They got Creighton-Darham Hall out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, coming up in the final game of the year.
So they're going all over the Midwest. You got an Illinois team to start the year, Minnesota at the end, and then Kansas City from Kansas. So they're getting a lot of exposure, good basketball team. Hopefully they're able to get that in. The travel situation is a little bit different for high school kids, but, I mean, they've done it for several years now where they've gone up in Minneapolis, done different things like that, where they've had to go distance, long distances and play. So, and it's part of the problem is finding teams to play because the CIML and the MAC, they're eating up their games with conferences.
That's right. That's right. And West flat out can't find anybody that basically will play them at this point. So that's tough. They got to go out of state to find those games, and it is not easy to do that. So they will go down to the Kansas City area coming up for the weekend. Linmar, they're in the midst of a really tough stretch right now. And we talked to Chris Robertson before the game, and he said, you know, this is going to determine if we have the moxie to get to make some noise at the end of the year, this next 2.5 week, 3 week stretch, because they go from West tonight, turn around, they got Dubuque Hempstead coming in on Friday night, which is a very good basketball team.
Yeah, and that they've given a lot of people problems throughout the year at Dubuque Hempstead. Everybody thinks highly of them up there, and I think Dubuque Senior is one of those teams they're going to have to play in there in that stretch as well. And they got a lot of tough games going. They got Waukee, Pleasant Valley, I think, maybe in there too, in that whole mix of things. So they're going to be tested. And, you know, like I said, they got some things they can build upon from tonight's ball game. After three quarters of play, they were hanging around in there. And I think Chris was probably fairly happy with how they took care of the basketball up until that point. And fourth quarter, just things got away from a little bit too much. And Iowa City West, just a little too much firepower. They had to go away from the zone back to their man-to-man.
It's a good West basketball team. Really good. I mean, they've been good for the last decade plus, but offensively, this team really moves the ball well. Great passing. They know where one another are on the court at all times. And I think that's what I was most impressed tonight. They got so many people that can score in this offense.
And transition is much better than it's been. Well, it's something they emphasize, something they've worked on a lot. Coach Bergman said that that's one of the things they wanted to improve upon was their transition game. So they can do it. They can put up points. And you turn it over, they're going to make you pay. They're going to run even after made baskets. But they can play in the half-court set, too. Like, as you said, they move the ball really well. Such an advantage being able to see over the top of people. You try to go zone against them. They know where to put people. They get good movement. And they don't settle for the first good shot. They make sure they get a really good shot. And will they shoot 59% tonight, I believe it was?
At least in the first half. And I think they had to have shot over 50%.
Yeah, according to Jeff Johnson, that's what he had him at, 59%.
59%.
Yeah, and, you know, in Devontae Lane, 6 of 7 from beyond the three-point arc. And as you said at the beginning of the game, he's 3 of 16 on the season coming into tonight's game. So he definitely found his mark here tonight.
Well, if you get Devontae Lane shooting threes like that, it makes this team so much more difficult to guard because that's going to bring your defense out, and then that just opens the middle for Sims, for Patrick McCaffrey, opens it up for Connor. So a lot of things that West can do if they got a guy shooting outside those three-pointers.
Absolutely, and they've seen a lot of zone, I think, on the year so far. So, that, you know, you get people being able to pull the trigger like that and knock them down, it's going to make them think twice about going to zone. And I tell you, he didn't hesitate either. When he came out, he was open. He let her fly. He shot it with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, so I don't think we're going to get a word with Bergie tonight. So we'll hold off on that. How's that?
All right.
It's getting cold in here. That's all I know.
Mm-hmm.
And diesel-y. So that's going to about wrap things up here tonight. Don't forget, coming up, on Friday nights. More boys MVC basketball coming your way here in KGYM at 1600 AM. We'll be at Jefferson. It'll be the Jayhawks hosting Dubuque Hempstead at boys MVC play on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Girls MVC basketball, as it'll be Cedar Rapids Xavier at City High. City High girls 73-35 tonight over Cedar Rapids Washington at the Warrior Gym tonight. And the West High girls had a big lead on Lindmar tonight as well at last look for that one. But we will see you on Friday night.
Looking forward to it. Get to see the Jefferson Jayhawks.
Haven't seen them since early December. So
got a nice year going. See if they can keep it rolling.
Yep, and they were off tonight, and Waterloo West off tonight as well. Big thanks to Dave Brown over here to our right. Thank you very much for hosting us here this evening. Big thanks to Jeff Downing in the studio as well, and all our sports-minded boosters, and, of course, everybody for tuning in to our radio broadcast of the game here tonight. Final score of this one in the Mississippi Valley Conference, number one Iowa City West over the Lindmar Lions by a score of 80-59. For Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long from Lindmar. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from Marion.
If they're bothered by it.